I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-1 defeat at Worthing. Alan, was that our worst performance of the season, do you think?
Yeah, of course it was. I was more disappointed in the second half, I tell you. I just thought we're weak, looked weak. Back four, goalkeeper, had a bad day at the office, midfield three. Never even made a tackle all day and give a ball away cheaply. And the front three, if you like, Phil scored a good goal, had a good goal disallowed, really. But Colin Bobby never got good neither. So yeah, I picked the wrong team. So all in all, it's been a terrible day at the office, but that's a new thing now, just concede goals for fun, don't we? But I've got to do something about it, and we will do Monday.
I know you are a real stickler for defending. Yeah. Two of their goals in the first half, as a defender, you've got to at least stand next to the person. There was two free hitters.
Without a doubt, no, we've done that against Wanton Catch Reserve, just give them a couple of goals and all, and we score goals for fun. As you know, I can accept coming down here and scoring just one, to be honest, because that should be enough. But we just conceded a hell of a lot of goals, and it's something we've got to look at, to tell you the truth, Simon, because we should have looked at it last week, because we conceded two against Wanton Catch Reserve, and conceded two in midweek we did as well against Ashford, and we conceded a hell of a lot of goals, us, like, you know, so it's something we do have to need to have a look at. We've got to think about things in the next 48 hours, what we do about this, because yes, we're in a great position and we'll go and we'll win the game on Monday, I'm sure, and then get another run going. I'm quite confident about that, but either, you know, defensively, and you know, we've got to look at things. We can't keep conceding these goals if we're going to be near the top of the league, can it?
How disappointed were you that the early penalty Worthing got and missed didn't really give us a shake and go on to improve our game?
I know I should have been, you know, I really fancied before kickoff, I thought we were going to win the game. I really did. And I watched these in midweek and I thought, right, but none of my players turn up. And what can I do, to be honest, or Harmsy or Morton? Sometimes with players, you know, you get, there's your trust. I mean, if I picked the wrong team, I'll admit I did today. And you say, there's your team, that's the trust I've got in you. Go out there and play, and go out there and compete at least. But to be honest, it's men against boys, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I've got to hold my hands up and say, we've played these twice, we've took 6 points off it and have not beat up. And that's a team, I pride myself on teams not getting beat up, to be honest, and we have, like, and I don't mean that punch and get beat. I mean, we look scared and we didn't make tackles, and it was men against boys, to be honest. And I feel sorry about me, yourself, and the players were the boys today, like, you know.
Phil Williams got flagged for offside and then he put the ball in the net. It could have been 3-2, different game.
A different game, right? It was never offside, it was a different game. But when you go, you look at it and, you know, off of throw-ins and corners in the first half, you could have nicked a couple more as well, and if I'd have scored their penalty, it would have been. But yeah, I've got no complaints about the result, to be honest, and I've got no complaints that we didn't look at the races. And if one thing I said in there, in football, if you're doing sort of enthusiasm, you may as well jack the game in. If I lost my enthusiasm, I would jack it in, to be honest. From the keeper to my centre forward, can you name anybody who ran around and had a go? I thought probably Rob Shannon come on, had a go, bless his heart, like, you know, and stuff like that. But you've got to show a fusion in the game, if not, you'll feel, you know, or you'll not enjoy it. And I looked and that, you know, before kickoff, I was confident at half time, I knew we were beaten, to be honest. And I felt as though we were, and we tried everything we could, and we just didn't look as though we were going to score, to tell you the truth. And we looked as though we were going to concede every time we had come up with.
How is this going to affect the team's confidence with big games coming up? We didn't just lose today. It could have been 5-6-7-1.
Yeah, you're right. It'll not affect us. We're allowed one day, a bad day at the office. I think that's the fourth time we've been beaten. It'll not affect, we'll be back. Yes, I'll let it shake it up a bit. There's no doubt about it. You know, we'll get some enthusiasm in the team, whatever happens on Monday. So, yes, it'll be one or two changes. And I'll have a look at, you know, what's available. I'll have a look what players are feeling, but to be honest, I need a bit of space, because that's been beaten up, and I hear that. And yes, it was probably one of the worst displays I've seen in management, to be honest, but that's just why I've got a check on the chin. I picked the players who I thought would win the game, was my doing, and I'll take the blame.
What's the verdict on John Coke? He obviously went off injured, and then we saw him leaving the pitch at half time on a stretcher.
I think he's got a knock. I don't know, I haven't really said, but it's a little twist on the knee, I think, like, you know, so hopefully we'll touch wood. John's been one where, like I'm saying, we're struggling conceding goals, but I think in the last few weeks, John's been one of the best defenders, to be honest. And, you know, but apart from that, we'll let crosses come in the box and we'll let free headers go in. So, I hope he'll be fit. And, you know, I hope Wayne Finney's fit. I do for Monday night, I really do. And, we need somebody, not Wayne Finney's the sort of player, not get all the applause because he hasn't got style and things like that, but he knows, heads it and kicks it and gets stuck in. And we need somebody like that. If not, we'll go and look for one.
Walton Hersham on Monday, always going to be a big game for you personally because of your history with them. It's an even bigger game now given this result, isn't it?
It is, of course it is, but it would have been anyway. Like, the thing's finished now between me and them, you know, and I didn't, like, last season I thought it was quite as big because that was the first year I left, but now I don't feel no way. It's just a normal game now, and, you know, we'll beat them on Monday.